The meeting via an online application known as Webinar had the theme Nigerian Climate Change Preparing for COP22 with Nimo Bassey. It was intended to prepare leaders from Nigeria and indeed allies from developing nations for intelligent and quality argument to protect the interests of the regions during the forthcoming climate change conference in Marrakesh, Morocco, popularly known as COP22. Nimo Bassey, presently director, Health of Mother Earth Foundation, said, although the climate agreement reached in Paris, France last year is well celebrated, it was highly deficient in a number of ways. One deficiency is that contributions by nations to stop Earth's temperature from increasing beyond acceptable level is made voluntary, which is not ambitious enough.
The Paris Agreement has nothing to do with binding commitments that countries can be held to account on. What we ended up with is the voluntary pledge called nationally determined contribution according to the wishes of political leaders of the various countries, not according to what science expects.
Another is that the agreement did not recognize the cutting down on the use of fossil fuel, which pollutes the atmosphere with greenhouse gases, implying that developed nations are not ready to stop pollution. Yet, they are not prepared to commit enough funds to fix the problem they cause. Bassey therefore charged leaders from developing world to go to Morocco for real business and not allow their colleagues from the other side to shortchange them. Beyond the Paris Agreement, Bassey assured Nigerians that the cleanup of Ogoniland, named among the most polluted regions on Earth, would go as planned because the project is not funded directly by the Nigerian government.
The budget for the cleanup is not part of the national budget. The cleanup budget is coming from the polluter pays principle. And the polluters are the NFPCP. These polluters, the corporations are all at play to
He also called for the tightening of laws against gas flaring, pointing out that under the present circumstance, oil companies find it cheaper to pay fines than stop flaring gas. Innocent Onoh in Lagos.